Well, good day out there, God's people, and welcome to another episode of APM Powers. Coming to you today, of course, with heavy thoughts and a heavy heart, but coming to you nonetheless, hopefully to give you some words of encouragement. I know here yesterday for me, but some of you who may be listening to this podcast at a later time, it might just be recently for you. We all heard and know the news of the fatal tragedy, the passing of NBA great Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven other people. My thoughts and prayers are definitely with those families. You know, death is never an easy thing. But I didn't come to you today to focus on necessarily the death. I come to you today to tell you that life must go on. Life has to go on. And when you think about the greats, those like Kobe Bryant, those that lives were sacrificed on that plane, you've got to learn to move. You've got to learn to keep going. You've got to learn to continue forward in everything that you have set out to do. The thing that I love, you know, and again, in all honesty, guys, love and Kobe Bryant ain't never been in the same sentence for me. Let's just be clear. I am a diehard Celtic fan, have been since Magic. since Larry Bird. I'm a Celtic fan, was born into that thing. So Shamrocks up, bleed green, all of the above. And so Kobe Bryant was, in all honesty, a huge thorn in my side for the amount of years that he was in the league. And you know, some of you might say, oh no, you're just a hater and this, that, and the other. In all honesty, yes. When Kobe played for the Los Angeles Lakers, I was definitely, I did not like Kobe, couldn't stand him. But it wasn't about being a hater. It was about being a competitor. And that young man, from what I saw, what I watched him grow, he and I are right there at the same age. And so I always found a relationship to him. But again, it was never really of the fondest memories, but definitely respected what he always did on the court, and which is why I couldn't stand him, didn't like his game, didn't like the fact that he could no look and get in the basket, so that sort of thing. So it was never about hate, but it was more about competition, just me being a competitor, me always wanting my C's to come out on top. But the thing that I learned from Kobe, and I think that some of us can take from this tragedy, is Kobe lived his purpose. Kobe walked in passion while he was in the league. He did everything that he was supposed to, that he could do, to always win. He was a winner. He had a winning attitude. And, you know, that's what some of us need to take from this tragedy. Some of us need to look at our lives and say, hey, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? You know, yeah, it's easy to sit over here and go, oh man, there'll never be another Kobe Bryant. But no one is supposed to be Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was the best Kobe Bryant that there could be. And I sat back yesterday and watched videos of his daughter, young Gigi, as he was grooming her. I will remember this until probably the day I pass away. You know, them showing the videos of them being at games together and him talking in her ear and, you know, this, that, and that. He was teaching her. He was grooming her, as I stated. And she was turning into quite the baller. I mean, I saw her do a little Euro step. I saw her do a little layup. I saw her body somebody up. It was pretty phenomenal, you know, what was going on in that relationship. But I, again, come to you today to encourage you that Kobe wouldn't want you to sit back and sulk. Kobe would want you to remember his greatness. Kobe would want you to find some motivation in the type of person, the type of man, the type of, you know, father he was being to his daughter. I can't speak to his relationship, but I, you know, they had four beautiful daughters, and his wife. You know, my prayers and my thoughts definitely go out to her and the surviving young ladies that were left here by their father yesterday, as well as, like I said, the other family. You know, a lot of times, sometimes we can get lost by the fact that Kobe Bryant was such a big figure, but there were seven other people on that plane outside of Kobe and his daughter. And something tells me that those people also had their own greatness that they were striving for and what they were doing in their lives. And prayerfully, they were walking in their purpose. You know, I do know for a fact there was one of Gigi's teammates and both of her parents, and she had two younger siblings that they leave behind. And so prayers for all of those who left survivors from that tragedy. But again, guys, don't stay there. You know, Kobe, everybody on that plane would want us all to move forward. They would want us all to tap into our own purpose and our own passion and to do what we need to do. You know, it's only normal to mourn, to grieve. You know, again, Kobe Bryant was greatness in itself. But at the same time, I think that we, all of us, could be finding our own inner greatness. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's so easy to focus on somebody else and what they're doing. But my thing is, we should be all trying to tap into what God has us here for. Kobe has left his mark. Even young Gigi has left her mark. The other people on that plane, I do believe they've left their mark. Even the pilot, I mean, I saw a picture of him and he was smiling and, you know, looked to be a happy person overall. I don't know. Again, I can't speak to the other people that were on the plane, but what I want to speak to is, what are you doing today to move forward? What are you doing today? You know, you're sharing quotes and you're sharing pictures and you're sharing videos, but what about you? What are you doing today to pay homage to someone like Kobe Bryant, who was great, who we have enough footage on probably to last for the whole month? You know, I listened to my husband, who had done a tribute to Kobe Bryant when he played his last game right before he retired. And my family, you know, at least two or three of them are avid Kobe Bryant fans and loved Kobe. It was really difficult for all of us yesterday when we found out that he had passed away, because you just expect someone to be here forever, guys. But I'm telling you, you know, we got to wake up. Everybody's going to die. Everybody's day is going to come, and you don't know when that day or that hour is going to be. So what are you doing to make sure that you're living your life to the fullest? What are you doing to leave your Kobe Bryant mark on the world, or you add your name in there? What are you doing to make sure that your purpose, that your impact is going to be that of those that you touch the same way Kobe Bryant has touched us all? You know, I definitely always say, we've got to find the good, guys. We've got to stop sitting back making excuses and, oh, woe is me, and, oh, this is just so horrible. Absolutely. But the fact that, as I just stated, Kobe Bryant has got enough content out here, enough interviews. He was not just a basketball player. He was so much more. And he was right on the verge of beginning to really set that second chapter in his life. Basketball was the first chapter. We all know that. You know, he had high and low moments just like anybody else, guys. But what are you doing to make sure that your life is going to be an impact to those that you touch? And I know somebody's going to say, yeah, but I'm not Kobe Bryant. I'll never touch that many people. How do you know? And if you say that, that's probably because you're not living your purpose. Because when we are all walking in our purpose, when we're all doing the thing that God has called us here to do, you can't do anything but impact. Your circle may not be as large as Kobe Bryant, but impact those that are looking to you. Impact those that need to hear your encouraging words. Impact those that are watching your story. That's the other thing, guys. We never know. Especially in this day and age, in 2020, who's watching? While you're sitting back waiting on others, I promise you, I guarantee you, there are many that are sitting back waiting for you. So I want to just encourage you. I want you to pick yourself up. Sure, cry if you need to. Sure, mourn if you need to. Grieve if you need to. Do whatever you have to do. But don't forget, Kobe did his part. He left his mark. It's time for you to leave your mark. No excuses. No woe is me. It's time to move forward. What do I always say, guys? Action is always required. What are you going to do to make your greatest player ever? You know, a lot of people are saying that he's the greatest player ever. You know, I watched him, and I know, like, in my son's era, he's 22. So in his era, they didn't see Jordan. They saw Kobe. So Kobe's it for them. But what are you doing to make sure that those you're coming after Kobe, those that are going to see you, the millennials, what are you doing to make your mark so that people see you and know that your impact on their life, or your encouragement for them to get up another day or to move forward or to do the things that they need to do? What are you doing to make sure that that's what's happening? I don't want to hear any excuses. I don't think Kobe would want to hear any excuses. Move forward. Keep going. Life goes on, guys. We're here. God has placed us here. If you woke up today, It's another blessed day above ground. And we need to live that day to the fullest. We need to tell each other that we love each other, that we miss each other. We need to call our loved ones. We need to stop harboring any type of discontent or anger or resentment or envy towards our fellow man or fellow woman. We need to stop that today. If we didn't learn anything from the great Kobe Bryant losing his life in a helicopter tragedy crash, we need to learn that we need to let the stuff go. We need to let the small stuff go, guys. Life is short. You don't know that if you walk out here, you might get hit by a bus. You might be on a train that may crash. You might be on a plane that is faulty. Your car, you could get hit by a car quicker than you can die on a plane. Kobe had been taking that plane since he was in the league, that helicopter. It was his private helicopter, guys. Life happens to us all. It says it in Ecclesiastes 9:11. Time and chance happens to us all. So when time and chance happen, just like us losing Kobe Bryant and those other eight people on the plane, we got to pick ourselves up, though. We've got to keep going. We've got to make sure that we're going to do the things that we need to do to leave our own impact. And if we're not doing that, guys, you're not serving Kobe Bryant. You're doing a disservice to him and those that are waiting on you. I'm not going to talk your head off today, guys. I just felt like I had to come drop a message of motivation, hopefully a message of inspiration, hopefully a message of encouragement to you to keep moving forward. Keep doing what you're doing. You were called here to do something. Let's tap into that. Let's see what it is. You know what it is. A lot of times when we aren't walking in our purpose, we're running from it. But a lot, oftentimes we definitely know what that is. And so I challenge you today. I challenge you, if Kobe Bryant was your favorite all-time basketball player, if you felt like he was seriously one of the greats, what are you going to start doing today to make sure that his legacy lives on, that you can make him proud, that you can say, I was motivated that Kobe did what he did? What are you going to do to make those things happen in your life? Thank y'all for listening today. Again, this is AP, AP Empowers. Be blessed.